Its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. In his State of the State address in January, Governor Rick Snyder told lawmakers that Michigan must do better when treating people with mental health issues. The governor vowed to increase state funding for mental health, but also to work toward community-based treatment solutions. Today, a nationally known mental health advocate is speaking here in Lansing. Patrick J. Kennedy served 16 years as a Democratic congressman from Rhode Island. He's the son of the late Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy. In Congress, Patrick Kennedy wrote and sponsored the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act of 2008, as the name implies. The act put the reimbursement of mental health services on par with medical or surgical services. Former Congressman Patrick J. Kennedy joins me now by phone to talk about the status of mental health treatment in America. Mr. Kennedy, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me and for talking about this subject.
You're in mid-Michigan today to speak before the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce Economic Club. You're appearing under the auspices of the HOPE Network to talk about integrating physical and mental health. First, what is the HOPE Network, and tell us about your involvement in it?
Well, the HOPE Network is a provider of mental health that's really state-of-the-art. So what we want in mental health is the same thing that we have for cancer and for diabetes, for any other physical illness. And obviously, mental health hasn't been treated the same as cancer, diabetes, or any other physical issue. We often look at mental health as a character issue, not as a chemistry issue. So we don't often treat mental health appropriately. And so what ends up happening is we treat it at the late stage. So if you compare it to cancer, we wouldn't treat someone with a mental illness or addiction until they had stage four cancer. And of course, with cancer, we would never allow that to happen. Or to make a comparison to diabetes, you know, you'd be waiting till you had to amputate people's arms or legs because of diabetes. That's how long we wait to treat a mental illness and addiction. What we're trying to do and what the HOPE Network has done is try to intervene earlier in a mental illness or addiction, and frankly, they're both the same. So that is the nature of what we want in mental health. And, of course, your lieutenant governor out here was instrumental in us getting a great autism benefit. And the notion that we wouldn't treat autism like leukemia or any other childhood illness is unbelievable. But, you know, we have to fight for these things. And Brian Talley, your lieutenant governor, has done a great job in helping to do that. And I'm happy to be in Michigan to, work with both Republicans and Democrats, because, you know, this doesn't know any partisan boundaries. You know, mental illness doesn't just affect one party or another. It affects every family.
Sure.
And it's important for all of us to be in trying to do better.
Mental health parity is the law at the federal level, due in large measure to your efforts, but that's not the case state by state. Michigan, in fact, has what's called minimum mandated benefits that offer treatment for substance abuse. Why has it been so hard for mental health to achieve the same recognition as physical health?
Well, we all know that it's stigma. That means that there's a discriminatory aspect. People don't look at mental health the same way as other physical health. And then, in addition to that, there isn't any advocacy. I mean, yes, there are great organizations like National Alliance for the Mentally Ill and Mental Health America and others. But frankly, when you compare it to advocacy for other physical illnesses, you know, breast cancer, AIDS, you know, we don't have the advocacy. That's because people who have a mental illness, and I have one, I have bipolar disorder, I also have addiction. But, you know, most people don't want to tell people that they do. And furthermore, they don't want to lobby. In other words, they don't want to go up to the state house and hold up a sign saying, you know, I'm a consumer of mental health services, because, you know, often people look down on folks who have a mental illness as if it's their fault.
Just yesterday, your former colleague in Congress, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, led a forum on this topic. She was talking with service providers who work in community mental health centers, which are structurally different from what are called federally qualified health centers. She said that a bill she's currently sponsoring called the Excellence in Mental Health Act would close the gap between these two systems in terms of how they're reimbursed or for providing mental health services. Here she is.
So our bill would simply say that if you meet a higher level of quality services, and we lay out what that is, including providing a 24-hour emergency response, that you would be able to bill Medicaid at the same level that health centers do. And so this is the final mental health parity piece.
Do you have a take on the Excellence in Mental Health Act then?
Yeah, I think, first of all, Senator Stabenow, has been a champion of mental health in Congress, and Michigan really has great political leadership. I just really salute her. She was instrumental in having mental health parity get integrated into the Affordable Care Act, and now she continues the charge. You know what? Veterans, Michigan has, I think, number one in the country for the amount of time that your National Guard and Reserve served in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, everyone knows that the signature wound of the war is traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress. And all of these veterans work for every employer in the state of Michigan. And often they won't go to the VA, especially if you can't see their injury from the outside. So I think it's incumbent upon all people across this country to try to make sure mental health is provided, because keep in mind, our veterans are going to need the kind of care for their brain, since the fact that their brain was really affected by this war, either through this traumatic brain injury, as I said, or it's the stress of the post-traumatic stress. These things change the brain, and yet we still call it the invisible wound of war. But there's nothing invisible about the trauma that our veterans suffered while serving our country and protecting all of us from another terrorist attack.
We're talking with former U.S. Congressman Patrick J. Kennedy, mental health advocate, who is in Lansing here today. Another bill Senator Stabenow is co-sponsoring is the Mental Health First Aid Act. It's designed to help the public identify and respond to signs of mental illness and addiction disorders. Has there ever been anything like that type of training program in the United States that you're aware of?
No, there has not been. And I salute her for doing this. Mental health first aid has already been implemented in many other countries around the world, particularly Australia really pioneered it. It's ready for the United States, and we should have it. And what it basically is like CPR. Now, if someone, you know, fell over on the side of the road, you know, and they needed CPR, we have CPR training. If you go to the beach and you want to, in Lake Michigan, you want to get, you know, make sure you have a lifeguard, you have someone who knows CPR. We need to have CPR for mental health. And that's what mental health first aid is. It's recognizing when our friends and families and neighbors have a mental health issue, and it's knowing what to do. Right now, people often turn the other way because they don't feel comfortable talking to someone who's clearly suffering from some kind of mental illness. And we need to change that in this country.
Mental health advocate Patrick J. Kennedy, the former congressman, U.S. congressman from Rhode Island, and mental health advocate in Lansing today. Patrick Kennedy, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.